When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Did you get out today?
Yeah.
Did you get out today?
Yeah.
I had one for a little walk today. What a glorious day we had here in New York City. It's February 15th, and it was 60 degrees. Climate change has its perks. Yes, we're all gonna die, but sweater weather. Otherwise, there's not much going on. Let's see what's happened. Oh, right. Aliens are real and they're conquering our skies. You may recall, last weekend, US military shot down 3 unidentified flying objects in 3 days. And on Monday, the Biden administration tried to convince us that it was no big whoop.
I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens with respect to these craft, period. I don't think there's any more that needs to be said.
No one needs to worry, period. I have nothing left to say, full stop. Not even talking right now. This isn't me. The end. P.S. That's it. P.P.S. Am I done? No? Okay, good. Now, I would like to read a statement. Period, 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 period. Okay, so, freak out averted. No aliens, nothing to see here. In a totally unrelated story, Monday, the United States has set up a new task force on UFOs. Well, isn't that? There's a coinky-dink. That's like your flight attendant saying, attention passengers, everyone in the cockpit is totally fine and conscious. Totally unrelated, we are setting up a task force on how to land a plane. Is anyone's carry-on bag a parachute? So far, the government has told us nothing about what they shot down, but yesterday, senators were giving a classified briefing. Okay, classified. Nothing to know, but we can't know it. Still, good to know our nation's leaders are on the case. Can we see one of the senators who was at the briefing that was definitely not about aliens? Ah! Aliens! Because that is the photo that keeps on giving. Because this meeting was super secret, the senators can't share its findings, which should be easy because there weren't any. Senator John, not that John, Kennedy Kennedy, summed up a lot of lawmakers' feelings after the briefing.
The only thing I feel confident saying right now is that if you are confused, you understand the situation perfectly.
Okay. In that case, sure. Then I'm all caught up. Senators from both parties demanded that the administration inform the public more.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation.
It's extremely important that the Biden administration comes out and says, here's what we know.
There's a need for greater transparency.
Okay, but to be fair, Joe's an 80-year-old Irish man. If he gets any more transparent, you're gonna see what he had for lunch. Read the Washington Post through him. Senator Kennedy also demanded a presidential address, but he demanded it folksy style.
I understand the need for national security secrets, but now that this cow is out of the barn, the president and the director of national intelligence needs to address it.
The cow is out of the barn. Evidently, Louisiana doesn't have cats or bags. Then, the cow is out of the barn. The cow is out of the... Then Senator Kennedy revealed that this is far from the first encounter we've had with unidentified space stuff.
What I took away from the briefing today, more than so than the briefing last week, is that this has been going on for a long, long, long time.
How long?
At least 2017.
Since 2017. Do you know what that means? The aliens were singing Despacito. How's that go? How's that go? At the end of his press conference, Kennedy calmed a nervous nation with these comforting words.
Lock your doors tonight.
I love it. How's your kid?
Lock your doors.
How's your wife?
How's that?
How's your kids?
How's that? Yes, lock your doors tonight. The invaders have spacecraft that cross the galaxy faster than the speed of light, but we shall thwart them with our advanced technology of knob. But there is a chance. Hear me out. There is a fraction of a ricochet, of an echo of a chance that I could be wrong. And these UFOs could not be extraterrestrial. Instead, it could be that since NORAD detected the Chinese spy balloon, they've changed the sensitivity of their settings of their radar, and suddenly they're finding lots of other stuff up there in the ionosphere. What kind of stuff, you ask? CBS News' David Martin has more on the story.
There is a lot of what officials call sky trash up there.
Yes, sky trash. Not only a threat to aviation, but also the motto of Spirit Airlines.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. One Homeland Security advisor told governors that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of objects in the sky, including used car lot balloons. So not only did our Air Force get a direct hit, they also got an incredible deal on a pre-owned Buick Regal. Buick Regal is a hard word to say.
Yeah.
Crown Victoria. We've also learned that when trying to take down the third object, the octagonal thing that was hovering over Lake Huron on Sunday, the first Sidewinder heat-seeking missile missed the target. Well, of course the missile missed. Have you seen those balloons? Those guys are like Neo in the Matrix. You can't hit them. And hey, and don't worry about that rogue missile, because it landed harmlessly in the water. That statement issued by not a fish. Roger A. Not a fish. One senator who won't be getting briefings much longer is California senator and woman disappointed that Magic Mike didn't do any card tricks. Dianne Feinstein. Yesterday, Feinstein, who is 89 years old, announced that she would not seek re-election in 2024. Well, yeah. She's almost 90. She shouldn't be running for Senate. She should be running for president. Go get him, Joe. I'll take it. Anyway, I can get it. Feinstein has built quite a legacy. She's the longest-serving female U.S. senator in history. It's an amazing achievement. And I'm being told we actually have footage of Feinstein reflecting on her first day in the Senate.
It's been 84 years.
And her heart will go on. Her announcement comes after years of speculation she might retire, with many insiders worried about her memory. And it did not help that yesterday, after her office announced her retirement, she was asked about it and said this.
Oh, no, I'm not announcing anything.
Wait a second. She announced her retirement and then backtracked? Either she's having memory problems or she signed a contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When... She can take a hit. She can take a hit. She can take a lot of punishment. When understandably confused reporters pressed her further on her decision to retire, an equally confused Feinstein pressed them further on not knowing that she had done that.
I haven't made that decision. I haven't released anything. It will be my plan. You put out the statement?
oops-a-cadabra. Explains the cake her staff got her that said, congrats on your retirement. I'm retiring? Yes, we put out your statement. Whose statement? Yours. My what? Statement. Yes, I'm preparing one. No, we already put it out. Then what's this cake for? Is someone retiring? A lot of these. Speaking of cake, sex. I was just trying to get your attention. Now that I have it, pornography. Recently, I told you about Louisiana becoming the first state to require ID from residents to access porn online. So now in Louisiana, if you don't have an ID, the only way to see nudity is to throw plastic beads in any direction. Now. Stop it. No. Evidently, now 7 more states are looking at requiring ID to view porn, but there are some concerns that uploading your ID poses privacy risks because users cannot be sure what will happen with their data. Hold on! You mean to tell me I can't trust my name, address, and driver's license number to the makers of Asatar 2, The Way of the Stepdaughter? Yes, yes. Wait, there's one more joke. Wait, there's one more joke.
Yes.
If I can get to it.
You got it.
In this one, the blue people, blue people. Uh-huh. Plus, quality joke.
The wait.
Quality joke.
Night joke.
Plus, the new laws may not even work because they only target specific big-name porn sites. When, according to one survey, a third of teen users say they look for porn exclusively on social media. So parents, you're going to want to keep an eye out for pornographic social media sites. That includes TikTok and WhatsApp. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Jim Gaffigan.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest tonight from his stand-up comedy specials and his appearances on CBS Sunday Morning. He now stars in the new movie Linoleum. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jim Gaffigan. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always a distinct pleasure to have you here, Jim Gaffigan. Jim, it's been too long. How are you doing?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
How you want, you know, when you have someone on show, you want them to just come out and complain. But I am tired. I'm always tired. And I'm married to a woman who never sleeps. I don't know if you're with a non-sleeper.
She is much more up and at 'em than I am.
Yeah, I mean, if you're with someone who never sleeps, if you attempt to get rest, you appear selfish. So every night, my wife's like, oh, you're going to bed? And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. She's like, oh, I thought you loved me. I do. Is there something you need to tell me? I'm tired. I'm always tired. And people think I'm hungover. Mm. I've had people like, did you tie one on last night? And I'm like, no, this is just my body trying to stay alive. I've actually become one of those guys that when I'm sitting in a chair and I go to get out of the chair, people around me are like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. It's like, I have to make a plan. Like if I was going to get up right now, I'd have to be like, all right, throw that big head forward and wish for the best. It's brutal.
Wow.
And, you know,
wow.
It's no joke. And, you know, recently my wife was like, we need to find out why you're so tired. And I was like, I think it's you. And so she...
How'd she take that?
She had me call our doctor, who's really our pediatrician. And and she's an amazing doctor. She had me do one of these at-home sleep studies where I slept with a mask on.
Sure.
And I dropped it off, and she called 2 weeks later, and she's like, Jim, we should talk through these results. I'm like, sure. She goes, well, first of all, you have to understand millions of people suffer from sleep apnea, but you're just a lazy sack. I was like, what a relief. There's nothing wrong with me. My body is just a lemon. You know, my fantasy is that when I die, they'll discover I had Lyme disease my entire life. Like, the medical community will gather and be like, he's the most productive Lyme diseaser ever.
Everyone, right, what courage? What courage, they'll
right?
say.
Everyone okay,
well,
loves
one of the things that make you tired,
disease.
Kids can make you tired. I know you got the 5 kids,
yeah.
which is, these days, is a lot of kids. They must wear you down. How's that going?
It was a mistake. It was...
all of them or just the last
I
one?
I would say all of them. No, but it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
it
a
is.
Lot.
Yeah.
5 kids, and you know, it's not like it's not, you know, if I did anything about it now, people would get so upset. You know, if I was like, how old's the fetus? 17 years. You know what I mean? But it's 5 kids is a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, my wife works so hard. She works so hard, and I try to travel as much as I can.
Do your part.
You know,
do your part. Yeah.
But we do, there is always help. There's a babysitter or a helper, and these people have incredible backstories. Often they've escaped from a country with oppressive regime. You know, they're usually sending money back to help a relative. And after they've worked for us for a month, they always come up and say the same thing. I quit. And I'll ask, like, do you need more money? And they're like, I'm going back to North Korea. That place is like a vacation compared to your family.
Well, okay, how about vacations? Like, you have the 5 kids. When
yes.
I was a kid, we would just pile everybody into the station wagon with a little mattress in the back, and off we would go playing I Spy. Are you guys a fun vacation family?
Well,
do you guys do it?
You know, I'm so lucky because of stand-up comedy. I've been able to take my children amazing places because I'll do a show, and you know, it's just incredible places we've been. And during each of these trips, there's usually a moment where I look at my kids and I think, you know, I could just leave them here, you know? Because it's too hard. It's too hard to travel with kids. That's why every dad...
Yeah, yeah.
Every dad on vacation kind of looks like he lost a bet. Right?
I did.
Right?
I did once. My wife once planned for us, my boys and I, to learn to mountain climb.
Really?
Jackson,
is
Wyoming.
Is it called, like, Outward Bound, or...?
No. It was Exum Climbing out there in Jackson. And we got a guide and everything, and I'm 800 feet off the deck, hanging like a spider on the side of this wall, roped in, like, reef-knotted into something, hammered into a mountain, and this guy, my boys are scampering like mountain goats up there, and I'm terrified, I don't like heights. This guy comes up next to me, he gets tied into the same thing I'm tied into, and he looks at me and he goes... Let me guess. This was your wife's idea.
Oh, my God.
True story. She's at the beach house.
Right?
She's at the beach house with our daughter, yeah.
No, think about it.
Terrified.
Think about it. We've all been on vacation. We've seen that, like, 50-year-old guy, you know, who's just kind of confused. He's just looking around, and he's like, this is my vacation? But I'm not having any fun, you know? It's amazing. Amazing.
Did you always want to be a comedian?
I always wanted to be a comedian and an actor, but I grew up in a small town in the Midwest. I didn't really, there was no one in the entertainment industry, and it was, I mean, the closest.
How do you become that?
Yeah. The closest thing was the marching band, and I didn't play an instrument, so it was just, very, you know, it was kind of like being an astronaut. It was just a delusional idea. And so, but when, I remember when I was like probably 8 years old, my mom took me and my brother Joe to a movie. And then afterwards, we were in the Chicken Unlimited, which I think is really a restaurant. And she asked us, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? My brother said he wanted to be a helicopter pilot. And I said I wanted to be an actress. So...
Good for you.
I figured, you
Good
know, probably
you.
More comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
We have to take a little bit of a break, but stick around. We're right back with more Mr. Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey, everybody, look at that. It's the star of Linoleum, Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan, well, you're in the new movie Linoleum.
Yes.
And Astronaut plays into this, too. Explain to yes. people what happens in this one.
Well, this movie is amazing. I mean, I should set this up that, like, I love movies that you can watch and then you'll have a conversation about. Like, I mean, I love an entertainment, but I also love a movie where you turn to the person you saw the movie with and you're like, was this about that or was that this? And so, but this movie is about a guy who always dreamed of being an astronaut.
And that's you.
And that's played by me. And he eventually has a childhood, a kid show for science. And
like he's a Mr. Wizard or Bill
or,
Nye.
Or Bill Nye. And then he eventually gets replaced on his own show by someone who looks identical to him, also played by me. This all makes sense. And then a rocket lands in his backyard. And he decides to build his own rocket so that he can go to outer space. Now, I know that sounds simple, but that's some of what the movie's about. The movie's largely about, I mean, I think it's a love story because it's about relationships, but it's also about our memories and what we remember. I don't know. I think it's a pretty special movie. It is one of those things where I watched it with my kids, and they were angry because they were upset. Because it's kind of it's a moving at the end. It's a dramedy, but it ends with a lot of heart. So
we have a clip here. It's speaking of relationships, this is you and your wife in this,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes. Played by the amazing Ray Seahorn. And this is when my wife, because we're going through a marital crisis, and she's kind of living somewhere else, and here she comes home, and she discovers that I have a rocket in our garage.
Jim?
What is this, Cameron?
I was trying to build a rocket.
A rocket? In the garage?
Yeah, but it clearly didn't work, so.
Cameron! This is insane. What are you even talking about? It's breaking the law.
Since when did you care about rules so much?
Well, someone had to.
Look, I'll fix it all back.
Oh, really?
Aaron.
I don't know.
How amazing is Ray Seahorn?
She's fantastic. And so are you, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, well, thanks, buddy.
Jim, lovely to see you. Thank
really
you so much for
it.
Being here.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.